Are you looking for a handy dandy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy kind of way to get conversations flowing around operational reality within your organization? These conversations around work is done versus work is imagined, pain points, problems, even best practices, the good stuff, the great stuff. Well, Starting Points is exactly what you're looking for. Starting Points, the original operationally curious card deck, packed full of a ton of learning-focused, operationally curious icebreaker questions to get those conversations flowing, helping your organization to effectively learn, improve, and innovate. Head over to thehopnerd.com/SP to download our free sample deck, to purchase the original card decks and learning journals, or to inquire about licensing options so that you can customize Starting Points with your brand, your logo, and your questions for your specific organization's needs. Again, that's thehopnerd.com/SP. Hey! On today's episode of the Hot Nerd Podcast, we're going to take a little bit of a detour from our What Now miniseries, and we're going to jump into a bit of a philosophical conversation. I don't know. It's an idea that's been bouncing around in my skull and with others, so let's do it. Hello! Howdy, everybody! Welcome to another episode of the Hot Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hot Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehotnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehotnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Howdy, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Hot Nerd Podcast, coming to you live and in the flesh from Phoenix, Arizona. It's starting to warm up outside. It's starting to cook. It's been like 103 degrees every time that I come home, and I'm not quite ready for that. I'm one of those weird people that kind of enjoy the heat. I enjoy the summer, at least the first half of it. There's this thing that happens, though, at least here in our little desert, and I'm sure it's pretty common in most deserts, but we hit this kind of real intense part of the summer, like midsummer, where it cracks triple digits, and that's not all that uncommon, but it never drops below triple digits. And people are like, yeah, I had to get up. No, I don't mean like the high is like 115. I mean it's like 2 a.m., and it's still 103. Yeah, that's when I really start to not like summer. So I hope you're prepared for this. The griping, the moaning, the complaining. You've got a couple months left before it really kicks into high gear. But it's coming. It's coming. I've been here, there, and everywhere, it feels like, over the past few weeks, hence the late podcast episode here. Yeah, I just didn't have time. I've not been here in the studio, and your boy doesn't record these on the road unless I have guests planned on the road, and I'm just now getting back to doing this. And I was like, I'm ready to rock and roll with another episode of the What Now miniseries, but I've been having this really interesting conversation with multiple people. I was just having this conversation with my buddy Jay Allen just the other day from Safety FM. And if you don't know Jay, you should know Jay. Jay's got an awesome new book out. So go follow along with Jay and check out his new book. It is absolutely epic. But this conversation that I've been having is a bit of a philosophical conversation. It's been a bit of an earworm that I've had for a little bit. And it's kind of stemmed from this kind of ongoing, constant, I'm not even going to call it a debate, I'm going to call it an argument. This argument of different schools of thought around safety and beyond. And human and organizational performance gets pulled into that school of thought because many organizations start with HOP as a safety thing and then pretty quickly realize, like, hey, wait a second, this ain't no safety thing. But it usually starts as a safety thing, or a conversation start around it as a safety something. Safety is one of those things that tends to be a catalyst to pull new thinking, new ideas, new things, good or bad, into our organizations, because we're always looking to get a bit better there. which is some of the conversation I want to have today. I'm holding back on the earworm. We're going to get there. First, I want to tell you to head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com. Go check out Starting Points. I was just working with another organization this morning to brand Starting Points for their organization, helping them to customize card decks for their organization. There's some that I'm working with that can't really share. They won't let me share this stuff, but some are going to share them, which is pretty stinking cool. I can't wait for you to see them. So keep an eye out for that on social media. If you're interested in the original, and they are the original, there are many, many, many new card decks coming out. Yeah, good ideas. That's what happens. No offense taken here, but everyone seems to always come back to the original Starting Points, operationally curious questions, because they work. Yeah, and they're easy, and they're not overcomplicated, and it's not something that we scrolled ourselves away in an office and tried to build. I built these with leaders, like frontline leaders nearest to the work, looking for a handy tool to bake operational learning into their day-to-day, that in-between space of like, we don't need a learning team for everything. Well, no, you don't. Well, what do we do? Ask better questions. Well, how do we do that? Come up with better questions. Be curious. Seek to understand. Start from a place of trust. Well, yeah, I know all that, but give me some better questions. Well, there's not a list of just better questions. Well, give me some. And Starting Points was born. Yeah. So if you're interested in those the original card decks, you can get those over at thehopnerd.com/SP. You can also find our learning journals over there, which are handy dandy journals that include the questions, giving you a place to capture some notes if that's kind of sort of your thing. And you can join the growing ranks of organizations that are licensing our Starting Points operationally curious questions to customize them for their particular organization. And that's pretty stinking cool, because not only can you customize them, but when you license them, we work through customization, we work through branding, and you get to have those questions that you know and love and customize some along the way. But you save a ton of cash because you get to print them yourself. And I'm all about saving cash. That's a cool thing to me. So if any of that interests you, again, thehopnerd.com/SP, and get in touch. The rest of my year is going to be a hoot. And I would like to come have a hoot with you, whether you're looking for that next keynote speaker, you're looking for someone to facilitate a workshop that doesn't suck. If you're looking for that person that's really focused on how this crap works in real life instead of just coming and talking at you about human and organizational performance, yeah, ding, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner. I think I'm your person. TheHopNerd@gmail.com. Again, keynotes, workshops, learning team facilitation, coaching, general consulting. There's tons of ways that I can help you both in person and virtually. Although I really love coming to hang out with you in person, so let's shoot for that one. Yeah. TheHopNerd@gmail.com, or learn more at www.thehopnerd.com. With all of that out of the way, let's jump into today's episode. Okay, back to my earworm. I think it's technically a brainworm, because I don't know that I've heard this anywhere. It's just that brain worm has a particular connotation, at least here in the United States right now. So I don't know if that's something that I should say. But we don't jump into politics here in any way, shape, or form. This is a neutral space where we get to talk about not that. Yeah, which may be back to some of the intro. Talking about new views of safety, talking about maybe approaching things a bit differently, talking about this divide that seems to be a thing within our community. And beyond, seems to maybe be mirroring the divisiveness that lives in American politics now. Yeah, but I think it's pretty similar. So maybe this would be politics adjacent. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of yelling and screaming on the news, and there's a lot of yelling and screaming on the internet. And then when you walk down your street and you talk to your neighbors, I don't see all the yelling and screaming. I see people that tend to do what they've always done. We might politely disagree. And I know. We see the videos. There are extreme examples of this. But almost always, I find that people genuinely, no matter what their beliefs may or may not be, they just want to see things move forward. They want to see things be better. They want a better lived experience right here within the United States of America. Yeah, and the only reason why I say that is that I think we see a lot of the same thing play out in this war of safety beliefs that tends to mostly play out on the internet. Yeah. When you actually spend time with people in person, I spend time with people that drastically disagree with me sometimes, and then I completely disagree with on certain things. And it never looks like the comment section on LinkedIn. Never. Because that's not how people actually are. Yeah, the internet tends to be a place where we magnify those feelings for eyeballs. And yeah, we like to throw mud and throw fits and attack people personally and make stuff up. And all to garner attention because it is social media. And if you think social media is about anything other than attention, yeah, you got to call it for what it is. And that's the reason why, you see, your boy here doesn't engage in that crap. I just don't do that on the internet. I have devolved to the point of the internet is for fun. And if it's not fun, then that's definitely not fun. I ain't doing it. Yeah. All this is going somewhere for you, though. And it goes to this idea, right? The brain worm. This idea of this argument. And if we say, right, if we think about in the most extreme senses of both of these, you have traditional safety that sits on one side, right? You've got big capital, all capital, safety, traditional safety that sits over here. And you have, I'm just going to call them new view approaches, whether we're thinking hop, safety two, you name it, whatever you want to freaking call it, put it over in this one. So let's maybe say traditional and hop just for the sake of our conversation here. And we get so obsessed, or we have been so obsessed in traditional safety about this measurable, constant, continuous improvement of numbers, right? Of numbers. We are biased towards output. Extremely biased towards output. In all senses of that, meaning that we're not just talking about the big stuff. We're talking about continual reductions in things like total recordable incident rate, lost time injury rate, reduction in first aid. And believe it or not, some companies do first aid rates. Okay. Reduction even in things like near misses, right? We want to see less near misses because it's a positive thing, because less is better and less more is better and less because safety. Yeah, that kind of thing. Really what we're unpacking here is that normal drive towards zero, right? That basic drive towards zero as applied in many organizations. The reason why I'm kind of teeing it up this way to get to the actual more philosophical question that I want to ask during this podcast is because I think it's important to understand kind of the aim there, kind of what we're seeing to kind of give us some context. Because the question is this, is if you have two differing approaches, we're going to call it traditional safety and human and organizational performance, or safety two, or whatever you want to put in there. And let's say that the output of this system tells us that both of these approaches kill the same amount of people year over year on average. Okay, you with me so far? Traditional safety, hop, two, different ends of, if you want to call it a spectrum, there they are. But they kill the same amount of people. The output is the same as far as catastrophic event from both of these approaches. Okay? But traditional safety guarantees you a 50% reduction in total recordable injuries, first aids, maybe even lost time. If it has that same output on the more catastrophic event side of things, but it reduces those numbers for you. Scrapes, bumps, bruises. Joan got a prescription because she tweaked her back, and this was a recordable because, you know, it was a prescription, or maybe it was ibuprofen prescribed at a prescription dose. You know, the old song and dance, those kind of things. Maybe Sam tripped over thin air because Sam's good at tripping over thin air, and he maybe twisted his ankle and he was in a boot, and the doctor said, hey, Sam, I want you to be away from work for the next week. You don't need to be stumbling around a factory like that. So it's a lost time and we're losing days. And so it's a guaranteed reduction in that. The philosophical question comes in here. Which one do you choose? Yeah. Which one do you choose? If you're going on just maybe where our brains have been, numbers, okay, fatalities haven't decreased. Catastrophic events as far as, and what I'm putting in that bucket is loss of human life. That hasn't decreased. But with these more top-down, heavy-handed, brutal approaches. These approaches that focus heavily on surveillance and sticks and carrots and write-up forms and safety prisons and, you know, banishing people from locations because how dare you have an event. And then when we looked, we discovered that, yeah, you bent the rule. Even though we kind of knew you bent the rule before, you were doing good. You were creating good things. But now that you had a boo-boo, that's bad. Those kind of approaches. But it gets us that 50% reduction. Now, there's a whole nother side story there we could unpack around how much of that is actually higher because people just aren't telling us nearly as much. They're only telling us the things that we have to hear about or that somebody saw, right? You saw me do it, so I have to say it. There's a whole nother side story that I'll let you explore mentally on your own. But if we choose that one, we're guaranteed that 50% reduction. And I'm just making numbers up, okay? I'm just making numbers up. Because in the traditional camp, it's always like, there's no shown evidence that human and organizational performance makes things any better. But there's no evidence that shows that it makes it any worse. But with traditional safety, the evidence demonstrates that it will reduce your total recordable injury rates and loss of injury, but it doesn't change anything with fatality. But it's that kind of argument, right? That's what I'm seeing play out on the internet. I might be wrong, but that's what I'm seeing. And again, this isn't an argument of you actually choosing something. This is a philosophical conversation. We're just thinking this out together. I'm winging this one. It's just something that's been in my head that I've got to get out to you and let you ponder on it. So I want to hear back from you, your thoughts on it, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Please let me know where your brain goes with this one. But we have this other choice over here, whether you want to call it hop or just something different. It doesn't have to be hop, whatever, just something different. And we're going to say that it's not built on this top-down surveillance state organization that focuses on blame, shame, retrain, that beats people with sticks or rewards them with carrots, that approaches relationships with employees as parent-children relationships, all the stuff that we tend to see kind of happen maybe in a more traditional space. Again, we're talking extremes. I know there's some great practice in traditional safety. I'm not trying to demonize it. That is not my point. If you know anything about me, my conversation is always, there's great stuff that we've done that we need to bring with us, of course, but we should not just keep doing the same old things that we have always done, because if we did that with anything else, we would still be on, tin can phones, and we would still be using tobacco smoke enemas because that was good enough. Yeah, that's not my point. The point of the question is this: if we have this other option setting over here, and it doesn't have all that kind of more brutal approach to people, and maybe loosely put, let's just say it humanizes our approach to leading people with safety and beyond. Even though we might see flat or even growing incident rates, maybe they're incident reporting rates if we think about it like that. Maybe people are actually telling us stuff because they're not scared shitless of us anymore. But if we have those two choices to choose from, they kill the same amount of people. This one reduces your numbers by 50%. But this one doesn't. But the output of this one is a far better lived experience for the people that work within your organization. The output within this one is people aren't constantly walking around on eggshells. The output with this one is work just generally sucks less. It's just better to come to work. I'm not having an anxiety attack once I have an incident. I'm already hurt, and now I'm scared to death you're going to hurt me more because I stubbed my toe. It lacks all that stuff. Which one do you pick? Yeah, I know which one I'm picking. Yeah, I know which one I'm picking. And I'm curious as to which one you would pick. Again, send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you on this one. But I know which one that I'm picking. Are we too obsessed with the output as far as especially lower level events? I think so. I think we get so obsessed with a number and constantly driving a number down that we forget that numbers aren't people. Yeah. Now, I know we can have that conversation. Yeah, but at every event, but it's a scratch. It's a bump. And at what point do we say some of that stuff's just going to happen? Of course it is. Have you walked through our world? Our work worlds are no different. Are any of us getting out of it unscathed? I don't think so. And a more important conversation, I think, is which one creates a better environment for genuine learning and improvement. I don't think it's that top-down surveillance stick carrot put you in the safety gulag kind of like approach, because the only thing that's happening there is we're creating secrecy. We're forcing our employees to not tell us the truth, to tell us what we want to hear, versus the other side of that, where we're really moving towards openness and telling us the inconvenient operational truth that exists within our organizations, which I think over time will have more of an impact on the number that actually matters. The one that we said was equal in the beginning of our conversation. These two approaches essentially kill or catastrophically injure about the same amount of people. One choice grows learning. One choice seems to diminish learning. One choice treats our employees like adults. One choice tends to treat our employees like children. One choice makes work suck a whole lot less, and maybe makes me even, I might not smile coming to work, but I'm not frowning. One choice makes me go, ugh, this place is basically a prison. One choice leads to our employees usually tending to stay because of all the things that we just said. One choice says, I'm going to another place where they're not nearly as mean and brutal and awful and treat me like a child, and on. So I think that one choice over time grows learning, and learning impacts that main number that we're talking about, the place where our organizations kill, catastrophically injure, or maim our employees. We have to learn our way through that. We can't demand or surveil or beat or punish our way through that. We have to learn our way through breaking that plateau, a very important conversation, that plateau of serious injuries and fatalities that exist globally. So there you go. This one's rambly. It's wild. It's probably a little bit out there for you, but that's probably why you're here. Again, no script here. It's just an idea, a philosophical question that I wanted to get out there. And the question again is, if traditional safety and human and organizational performance kill the same amount of people, but traditional safety guarantees you a 50% reduction in incident rates, which one do you choose? Understanding that those more traditional approaches tend to blame and shame and retrain and treat our employees like children, to dehumanize folks working within our organizations. And those more new view human and organizational performance approaches tend to humanize, tend to treat our employees as masters of their work, tend to treat our employees as adult human beings that are capable of making good decisions on their own, and more. There's so much we can unpack on either side of that. But again, the point is the philosophical question. So there you go. It's just that. I've been kicking this around with folks, and I want to hear your input on it, thehopnerd@gmail.com. And also, if you need a hand on your human and organizational performance journey, I'm your person. I can help you with keynotes and workshops and consulting and coaching and learning team facilitation and on and on and on and on. You can learn more about that as well as checking out our world famous, the original Starting Points Operationally Curious Questions over at thehopnerd.com, or get in touch, thehopnerd@gmail.com. I end this where I always try to end it, as long as I don't get too excited and forget. Thanks for being here. I love you. I mean it. I can't wait to see you in person over this summer and fall and winter and all that stuff we've got coming up together. Until next time, it's Sam Goodman, the Hot Nerd, signing off. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. We greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast and the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help of bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.